I'm fine. I'm fine. Thank
Enjoy
you.
The demo?
As always.
You look familiar. Are you a tech rock star? what job did you have? You look like you were an important person.
I'm a vulture capitalist.
Have you ever worked with Steve Jobs?
No, I never. I managed never to work for him.
Tell us what your name is.
Jean-Louis Gasset.
I knew that. But so Apple's doing good.
Apple's doing great. Apple's doing great. And I'm used by the criticism level against the iPhone. I see a lot of envy.
You mean Verizon? Verizon saying no. Is that a New York thing? Saying, Steve, go back to California?
Yeah, probably. Well, you know, Steve is Steve. So he probably shared with Verizon what he thought of an all-style telephone company. And that
shared, you mean told them what they should be doing.
As always. And, you know, he's probably right, but they didn't like it. But, you know, AT&T Singular is probably needier than Verizon. And also, it's GSM. So I have a BlackBerry from Singular. When I go to Paris, I can harass entrepreneurs from the metro or from a cafe because of the GSM, you know. So I think they made a good choice.
So, Asi, you're a legend. You've been there in the Apple days, and they've had their roller coaster. Now they're doing great. What are you doing now, and what are you up to?
I'm a general partner at a venture firm called Allegis Capital. I had been an investor for almost 10 years. They kept telling me to join them. I refused for a couple of years because I thought I'd be bored and blind. You know, the four-letter acronyms, the hockey stick charts, the PowerPoint presentation.
Business model, revenue model, all that BS.
Yeah. Earning before expenses. So it's fun. It's fun. And now all the stupid mistakes I made are now an asset to my firm. Because I can tell entrepreneurs, look, there's a minefield here. And if you don't believe me, look at my wooden leg, you know.
Yes, and my fake eye and all my scar tissue.
Yeah. No, it's fun. It's fun.
What can you share with entrepreneurs out there? Looking back over your career, you've had a great career. You've had some, you know, learning opportunities, as you mentioned. What would you share with them advice out there as they launch their companies, as they develop new ideas?
Don't listen to any advice. Make your own mistakes, because that's the only way to learn. I mean, seriously.
Are you optimistic about the future right now?
I very much so.
What's it like in Europe right now for us? Silicon Valley has always been the U.S. center of entrepreneurship. Where's going on in Europe? I see a lot of activity out there.
Yeah, there's a lot of activity, but and very, very good people, which I try to steal all the time, to come and work in the greater Silicon Valley. But there's a lot of innovation. Because our beloved country, I'm a citizen now, our beloved country sometimes tends to be a little reluctant to innovation. We didn't take to CDs before Europe. Europe did. We didn't take even to the video cassette Europe started. And there are a lot of things where we are a little, slow. And then we embrace innovation with a vengeance, so to speak. So there are plenty of great ideas in Europe.
It's good innovation in some areas, but we are in the U.S. really bad on broadband. Isn't it? What's the high speed internet like in your mind?
It's called, the reason is lobbying.
The U.S. all the lobbyists. Well, and net neutrality. Are you for or against net neutrality?
I don't care either way.
Yeah,
I think it'll take care of itself.
Have you ever heard of the Bloghouse?
No.
You didn't hear about the Bloghouse?
No.
The first ever 100 megabit press room in Las Vegas?
No kidding.
It was CES. Podtech hosted the Bloghouse.
No, I didn't go to CES. I was still having fun in Paris. I apologize.
How many podcasts have you done over the past year?
None.
Video casts? Interviews?
Nope. Yeah, I saw this at Barry Bonds. I think it's a different...
What about... what is your view of just the whole scene here at Demo? But people, in your own words, what's going on here?
Well, there are too many people like me, so, you know, that's a problem. They're not, the ratio between venture investors and entrepreneurs is a little out of kilter.
You mean for or against?
I'd like to see less competition. You know, I'd like to see less VCs so that we can.
There are a lot of VCs here.
Yeah, I know. We should have a numerous closes of.
John Gale.
You are a legend in the history books of the Apple, early Apple generation. Now there's a whole new Apple generation. Are they going to be the same passionate fans they were before? They still are passionate.
Yeah, and you know, there are other companies such as Google who've burst on the scene with a lot of innovation. People think that people at Google are crazy. Yes, thank God. You know, thank God for the crazies.
Google's innovating. They're doing a lot of innovative things.
Yes. They are even working on a telephone. I can't wait. I can't wait to see the... I'd like to be a fly on the wall at the Apple boardroom with Eric Schmidt as a director of Apple Computer.
Thank you so much for the podcast. You're a legend.
Thank you.
Look, good to see you.
Thank you.